This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. This is part two of our November 18th podcast. Enjoy the show.
All right. Short break there.
He's singing that one to what's her name right now.
What's that?
Paul to the chick.
Oh yeah,
thing.
To Heather.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll bet. Okay, let me just tell you a couple things here, real quick.
I pay you $345,000 a week.
I got a bill over at Harrods that I got to take care of. Well, I bet you they love to see those people coming.
Oh man.
Did you speak of special people? Of course, they had the big scandal with John Edwards. You know, he tried to get the PlayStation 2, a 3, or whatever.
Well, of course. Well,
you mean ex-vice presidential candidate, John?
Yes, that fellow. Well, of course, as you know, he has a jihad, literally a jihad against Walmart.
Really?
Because he's a big union guy. He wants to corral the union vote, and they're telling that the Walmart doesn't pay enough and doesn't, they're just scum. Walmart's scum.
Yeah, he's a,
and of course, what happened was
they claim that a violent
BS.
Okay. Yeah, so what he did is he instructed, you heard it here as a fact on the radio.
Yeah, right.
apparently a volunteer employee went over to Walmart and dropped his name, so to speak, to try
Ex-Vice President Edwards wants to be first in line for the PlayStation 3. You know, want to butt in front of these 1,000 people that are waiting out here,
right.
Been waiting since Wednesday morning. And Walmart said, go, you know, suck eggs.
Right.
And which was 18X here. Well, it was interesting because apparently, whomever the guy talked to, the Walmart person knew the story, was smart enough. Of course, they're supposed to be burger flippers, not know anything, right? But apparently, this was an immigrant who had passed the civics test and knew who the vice ex to soon to be not didn't make it vice president was.
Soon to be second time around ex vice president.
Right, exactly. Okay. Hey guys, great show. Hanger Dogs. Hanger Dogs apparently is listening to us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, Hanger Dogs. God love you. That's right. That's hangerdogs.com, whatever.
Hangerdogs.com.
Yeah, don't
H-A-N-G-A-R.
We got some great notes from those guys this week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to say another word until we get to it. That's right. Oh, and Jeff is on. From Norway.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. So we got listeners here, our live listeners, yes. So anyway, the deal is that Edwards, the great thing was that apparently the employee, this schlub employee said, get lost in so many words, basically was not nice to the, said, look, if this guy is telling us how bad we are, and by God, he can go to the end of the line like the rest of, like everybody else, Mr. Working Guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, people talk bad about Walmart. Walmart was started with one store.
I know, in Bentonville, Arkansas.
We're talking
Arkansas. Arkansas, in case you're interested, is like the third poorest state.
Right.
And that includes 200 countries, too, or something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, Bangladesh is slightly ahead of Arkansas. And anyway, so they've started by one guy in one store. I mean, so now they're the worst scum of the earth. Anyway, so apparently the person at this Walmart told him to go suck eggs, and then the official Walmart, they changed it.
Mm-hmm.
And said, well, we indicated that this was not exactly appropriate.
We told him to fry the eggs.
That's
right. We were a little worried about the salmonella thing, and so we told him to go fry. So anyway, I thought that was fascinating that the elites finally got their thing. But here locally, I want to talk a little bit about
Hold on, there was a couple other PlayStation issues. You hear that guy got shot in line in Connecticut? Waiting for a PlayStation 3.
And that guy's been playing too many video games, man.
But I mean, the line.
Yeah, right, exactly. he thought it was a fake gun.
Yeah, right.
I was just
playing Doom at home, and I ran out with my.
I ran out with my shotgun.
Yeah, right.
And blast. No, they were like holding people up. Apparently, you know, on the way to the car, some of these stores had like 100 of them. Though locally here, they had 4.
Did they really?
Yeah, they had 4, and they were pre-sold.
Right.
But at the Toys R Us here, which I went by there
the
this morning.
The Walmart owner, right.
Yeah. So, but they were robbing the people. And
yeah, they were robbing the people. And in fact,
I mean, and everybody they interviewed in line, they said, what are you going to do with it? He says, I'm going on eBay. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been on eBay to find it. But apparently they're going for like $2,000 and $3,000.
Right.
Can you imagine? I mean, a month from now, they're going to be regular price.
Right.
As they ramp up.
No, not a month.
Distribution is important.
Yep. Oh, no, not a month? What? What are you saying? Not a month?
They won't be caught up with U.S. demand until January, you know, middle of January, like probably February.
I meant a month after Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
A month after Christmas is what I meant. No, these are Christmas presents.
Right.
So January, December 25th, you're going to give your kid a $2,000, $600 item.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wait till January 25th, it would be $600 for a $600 item.
James Cilentro, 27, explained the reason for his two-day camp outside of a Houston, Texas Target store. Greed.
Yeah, well, I mean, you think about it.
I'm going to sell mine on eBay. I figure I can make $1,500 to $4,000. So anyway,
it's
capitalism at work, he says.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, I thought that they was interesting that everybody they interviewed said they were going to sell it.
Right.
And you do the math. If you're going to make, here's a person who might make $5.15 an hour minimum wage. I think if you do the math on this, they're out there with their buddies having a grand old time, and they're probably making more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe
this is good.
I think we're in the wrong business, though. I mean, people are just going crazy for this stuff.
This happened before. It happened with Cabbage Patch. It happened with the first Tickle Me Elmo, whatever.
But it happens with games, new game consoles every single time.
Well, now, tomorrow, I think, is the Wii Day.
Oh, yeah, the new Wii thing. Is that any good?
We have a Wii fan here. That's right. Young Adam is with us today. Our 12-year-old third generation, fourth generation.
Have you heard anything about the Wii thing? Is it good?
Chima, get a little closer to the microphone there and tell us. He's not going to do it. Okay, good. Anyway, I wanted to talk. So we're done with that for a second.
Right, done.
Okay. Jeff Berkey wants to know where his coffee cup is, and the hanger, and it's right here. I told him to come and get it from Norway. And
He's coming over here.
No, I know he is. Come pick it up. We've got it here. And the hanger dog said they're going to be back on the air because they bailed Pinky out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently they found it. I don't know how they got it, because they don't have a donate button.
Right.
And I don't know where they got the money to bail him out, but it must have been big bucks to get Pinky out
was
of there.
Was he convicted for 508 years of sex thing?
No. That was Bluey.
Oh.
That wasn't Pinky. No, that was, I don't know who that was. No, Pinky. No, it wasn't Pinky. I thought he said never convicted. It was
right,
he?
Never convicted.
Never
right.
convicted. Mm-hmm. Charged, but never convicted. Right. That's right. So that's good. So we're going to have fun with the hanger dogs here. Mm-hmm. You can bet on that. We have to do something to slam them before this is over.
Probably nullifying a security clearance just by talking about it.
That's true. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes. I'm sorry. Stitch is going to go in. He's going to go in Monday. They're going to say,
they're going to throw him in a chair.
Yes.
Lights.
With his clean lights on.
You were mentioned by a renegade talk show out of Florida.
What do you know about this? So I can see this right now. For, you know, bamboo under the fingernails. And you can see him as he swipes his car. And everybody
happens.
Nothing. Not only that, the sirens go off. Go off as soon as he swipes his card. No, that'd be great. That'd be great.
We have Evans's credit card, which you use in your city.
So he's always has a job here,
right?
Hey, and we good. Pay so well.
Welcome to Florida.
Welcome to Florida. That's right. You can change your name. We don't care. That's fine. That'll be great. So anyway, the one thing I did want to, I'm going to go back here to property rights,
because mm-hmm.
we always like to talk libertarian things here locally. I thought this was funny. I was mentioning this to a friend of mine last night. We've always talked about the eminent domain thing,
mm-hmm.
the Kelo decision, which, of course, the Supremes had a brain fart when they did that. I have no idea what that was all about.
This is when you take property away.
The state has two hands. They say, I see you own this property over here, Mr. Private Person. Another Mr. Private Person, you want his property, so I'll tell you what we're going to do, is we're going to give it to you. And not for public use, but for totally for private use. But although, incidentally, we're going to get more tax money. Surprise, surprise. We have a winner. That's right. It's the lotto. Who knows? Exactly right. Well, here locally, it's kind of, I was telling this to somebody, and they thought I was talking about the Kelo thing, and it's kind of a reverse property rights. Let me tell you here locally. They have managed to convince Walmart, after they tried to put the Walmart, the local super Walmart, we don't have a super Walmart here. They wanted to put a super center in, and Walmart tried to get it where the people are, and the city turned them down. They said, no, no, you have to put it over on the other side of town where there is nobody. And so Walmart apparently did the demographic study, said, you know, this is better than nothing. So we're going to put a super center over on the other side of town, which is the...
Away from the trail of the ooze from the slug of which Gainesville is moving.
That's right. Exactly. And because they, even though that side of town the market would dictate that it's supposed to become a ghost town.
Mm-hmm. They're going to revitalize it.
So they just, this, you know, campaign East Gainesville and everything. So everybody's so happy about the Walmart that's over there. And it turns out, surprise, surprise, the guy across the street has a trailer park. Which it's turned out that according to the land use plan and everything is ultimately supposed to be zoned commercial. I mean, it's commercial already. It's because it's a trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been there forever. The trailers that are there have been there so long that they've become like they've molded into the earth. They're part of.
They look like metal mushrooms.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, and the rent, of course, because the trailers, the places all run down and decrepit and everything. The guy, obviously, this has been paid for 100 years ago, and the people that are there, they pay almost no rent. I mean, because I won't say it's run down, but it's on the wrong side of town, and it's cheap and everything else. Well, anyway, the guy has decided, he said, whoa, hello, Walmart's coming in, and this land is zoned commercial. All I have to do is go get a slight little zoning change, get a bulldozer in here to shove all the trailers out of the way, and I can make a real nice little strip shopping center on my 5 or 10 acres or however many. I think there's 55 or 60 trailers there. Well, of course, needless to say, the people that are there have been there forever. And so they went down and complained. And they said, no, he's going to kick us off our property. And, of course, the guy had offered to buy him out. I said bulldozer, but it was more than that. He was basically saying, look, I know you've got a year to go on your lease or 8 months to go on your lease. But I want to put a strip shopping center here. I want to put a shopping center of some kind, whatever I want to do, because Walmarts are right across the street. This is a gold mine for me. Thank you so much. I'm finally going to get to realize the true value of the property. And the city comes along and says, no, we don't have any affordable housing here, so we're not going to change the zoning. We're not going to make this little minuscule zoning change so you can put your thing in there, because we care about the 56 people that are there, and you can take your land and suck eggs. And here's a guy, I mean, this to me is, it's an outrage. I mean, here.
Yeah, that's when you hire somebody.
Yeah!
Yeah,
I mean, it's unbelievable to me. But now, the thing that's so crazy about this, in a way, they have, I guess, I'm not sure what the deal is. It turns out that the guy's going to get it anyway, because all he has to do, it's a delaying tactic for about 18 months. All he has to do is to wait until, as the leases expire, he just doesn't renew them.
Right.
He said he was going to buy them all out for $2,000. And of course, what the people said,
I didn't have to do any of that. You got to wait.
They're going to wait. They're going to sit there. They now have a year, 18 months, or however long their leases have. And he's just not going to renew the leases. So it's going to put this off for another year or whatever it is. And it's going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I'm stunned.
This is the city which got the power, unfortunately, to dictate zoning. And it's just, that's like construction. I mean, that's an incredible power. I mean,
well, one of the things that I've seen here, this is where when you see someplace, they talk about how Walmart comes in and stomps all over the little guy. But it's amazing because the city, of course, has the gun. And those five guys down there, sorry, the city is seven guys, but they're bullies. They are bullies. I'm convinced that the commissioners were abused in high school.
They're doing right, though.
But I mean, they are bullies, because you have some little minion that goes out there and can tell these people, you can't use your land for what it's designed for.
Or what it's now good for.
What it's now finally good for. Anybody that knows anything about real estate knows that the big money on real estate is always made, no matter what, is when the use of the land changes. That is, when it changes from raw land to housing or from share, that's where the money's made. You can make money by buying an apartment complex and waiting and renting it out and waiting 30 years and still sell it as an apartment complex, but it's not the, but, and you do, you know, as Cabot Robert used to say, a guy who taught real estate for many years, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. They ain't making any more of it, you know, yada, yada, yada. But here's a chance for this guy to finally pass something along to his kids. I mean, I don't know what it is, but he has owned this land forever. And
it's supposed to be his.
It's supposed to be his.
He's supposed to have property means control.
That's right.
And they're negating his control over it. All for the little guy, of course.
All for the little, and for 56 little guys.
Right, right.
And one of the things, again, this is so typical of the short-sightedness, because it's going to happen anyway. Why not? And he's offered to pay them all like $2,000. I realize it's a hardship for these people, but look, they've had a free ride for 10, 20, 30 years. They've had basically what amounts to a free ride. They've had paid below market rents for low these many years. Now they've lived in schlub territory on the wrong side of town or whatever, however you want to call it. But I'm again, this is so typical of the city when you get a small vocal people, and they all went down there. All 56 people went down there and whined in front of the commission, and the commission buckled just because there was enough whiners, and it was one guy versus 56, and they said, well, we're going to go for the 56. It's just astonishing to me that
Well, they should be prevented from having that kind of power. Really.
They absolutely should. And this is why the Kelo decision was such a big disappointment. It's so unbelievable. I mean, the Supreme Court.
A lot of states have passed restrictions. And in fact, Florida did this last election.
Well, you say that. But interestingly enough, we were talking about this before. I think that was the Amendment 3. No, Amendment 3. Was amending the Constitution.
Right.
Well, that was number eight. Yes on no.
That's right.
No,
that was vote yes.
Yes
on no.
Right. Okay.
And vote no on yes.
Yes, right.
No, I mean, they were, it was interesting to watch these people. As you know, we have big sign waivers here. Mm-hmm. One of the things they do on Election Day here in Gainesville is, this started years ago, the way to get out the vote, if you want to call it that, is you get your sign made up that says Bob or Mike or Amendment 4, and you stand out on the street corner. All day long, you get your supporters.
You whack people with it.
Well, what was interesting was to see the guys with
your
the signs.
That you have that voted sign.
And the guys had a big sign on that says yes. Another guy has a big sign on, a whole group of people has a sign that says yes. And they're out there fighting like swordsmen, you know, right. Beating each other over the head. The yes people are beating the heads over the no people.
The star-bellied sneeches are better than
that's right.
Not star-bellied.
No, but I mean, what you see is, I was coming up I-75 here. And there's a big sign on the Farm Bureau thing, and it says, it has a big yes on it, and then a tiny little says it's on 3, and then there's a circle around it with a line through it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is vote no on yes. What?
No yes is on 3.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and nobody knows what the hell it does. Well, the point is that this particular constitutional amendment, the number 3, was nobody knows what the results of it are going to be. The same thing with the eminent domain thing here in Florida. I forgot which one that was, but we just voted.
I think.
Was it 8? The deal was, as we have a fairly strong eminent domain protection here in Florida already in our Constitution. They wanted to modify it. It turns out to, quote, make it stronger. Well, what they did is
Didn't they put a loophole in it for the legislature?
Yes, that was the whole thing.
Right.
They claimed all the ads said were making it stronger, but on one, they made it stronger on one hand, but they also left a loophole.
Paragraph two said.
If
the legislature put something up there.
Exactly. It said, paragraph two said paragraph one is null and void. Oh, by the way,
if you
get this far.
Anything but this paragraph.
It reminds me of those test you always see in the parade magazine.
Right, yeah.
It starts off and it says, please read the entire test before taking it.
Right.
And of course, people start taking it right away. And the last thing is,
Only answer question number one.
Right. Whatever it is. If you'd read the whole thing, it would take you 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. But if you did what most people do, just start plow in there. Well, this is what this Amendment 8 was all about, was if you got to about the third or fourth paragraph, it nullified everything else.
Right.
And so I don't know what the outcome is going to be. This is going to be.
Well, the outcome is going to be there's going to be fewer petitions for amendments that are passed or even balloted. Because of the unlikelihood that they'll pass, and by citizen referendum.
Well, now that's Amendment 3 you're talking about. I was talking about the eminent domain.
Oh, number 8, right. Okay.
Eminent domain was number 8, but you're right. To get back to that, I'm reading this book here. It's by this guy named, is a super liberal commie, Marx. Marx is like a libertarian compared to this guy. I mean,
what a load of commie bull. I mean, after all.
Yes, exactly correct. Exactly correct. This guy, his name is Tom Hartman. And on Air America, which is bankrupt, even as I mentioned in the last show, Al Franken has bailed on this thing. Anyway, this guy, Tom Hartman, has taken over. And he wrote a book here called Screwed. And he was talking about, I lost my train of thought. Wait a minute. No, no. Wait, what was I just talking about? I had this great thought coming down the pipe.
I don't know, you were so far digressed. I don't
know. No, I'll remember he had this say. Cue the crickets.
Okay, digression music.
Oh God!
We were talking about the number eight.
Ah, yes. No, we're talking more about number three. He says, look, we need to have more grassroots movements. I like the grass movements part, which brings up the Canadian.
Right.
The Canadians allowed to smoke pot now.
Right.
And, okay. No, we need to have more grassroots initiatives. And I'm asking myself, how long does he think it's going to be before the corporations or whoever's interested, as we've seen here in Florida, those people put it up and they claim right. It's grassroots because you hire these guys at minimum wage to go out and collect all the petitions. The gambling is one of the big things here in Florida, which, of course, is ludicrous. They should have gambling here anyway. It should be wide open, of course, because
widespread.
Well, it should be spread wide. And look, okay. No, let's not go there. We have children in the room.
So, the thing is that they're going to have some grassroots movement with people crawling through the grass with rifles here if they start keeping it up.
Cue the cricket. Okay, moving on.
Well, here, I got a couple things real quick. I mean, we didn't talk about the Democrats are in. Rumsfeld's out and Saddam's up.
Saddam's going to get hung, right?
Up. That's what I said.
Okay.
Saddam's up.
That's right.
Dangling.
The
wiggly worming it.
Well, I did see where Nancy, wide-eyed Nancy, she won one and lost one.
Right. Oh, she lose?
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, Pelosi.
First woman Speaker of the House. She
first
won
woman
that.
Speaker of the House. She won that, and she won it like, 243 to zip or whatever, however many Democrats there are. But then she endorsed Murtha, who's Mr. Cut and Run, Marine
right.
Cut and Run, for majority leader, and he lost. He lost.
Oh.
And so she got a smack in the face on that one. And everybody said, yeah, right. Well, yeah, again, it shows you, it's across the board. Let me put it this way. I put it on my blog, on the Jimmy Doan thing, I put why I voted Libertarian. And one of the things that people always said was, gee, Jimmy, if you vote Libertarian, it's a wasted vote. Well, I want to tell you something. The wasted vote this time was voting for Republicans. Because if you had made a statement and voted for principle, at least with the Libertarians, you'd have said, a pox on both your houses, and I'm voting on principle, this is the way I believe. And if there had been enough Libertarians that had voted, it would have been the swing. It would have been the difference between winning and losing. And that means you would have been courted by probably both sides. As it is, the Democrats eked. I mean, seriously, here in Florida, I think there's one or two seats here in Florida that haven't yet been decided.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
like four votes. They're out of 200,000-300,000 votes cast. They're like four votes apart. So they're down in Sarasota, I think.
Doing the automatic recount.
Well, they're doing them. It's Chad City.
Chad City,
you know,
baby.
We're going to go back. What they did is, instead of in Palm Beach, what they did several years, you know, in 2000, they moved over to Sarasota County, and they're going to have it's all electronic now, so there's going to be electronic Chads. I'm not sure exactly
electron
how
electron wasn't hanging exactly the way it
no,
should
No, that's
have.
Right. They're going to have reverse spin electrons, antimatter electrons. I don't know what they're going to do. Well, what happened was apparently some of the machines, they didn't have a paper record or something, and they're going to send somebody in there, I think like Tron.
Right.
Something.
Tron.
They're going to send somebody in there to find out where
the Tron program's still running.
That's right. Well, they're trying to find out where the electrons went. I mean, who voted? I'm not sure exactly what
the
that's
master
all.
Control program.
That's yeah. right. What is it?
The
end
MCP.
Of line. End of line.
End
so,
of line.
So, Jimmy, give us your. You got any summation thoughts on the election? I mean, we didn't talk about anything since the election.
My thoughts were exactly this. It reminds me, and I mentioned this one time before, when I was growing up, the big joke was, in the 64 election, Goldwater ran against Johnson. And they said, the joke was, if I voted for Goldwater, they told me if I were to vote for Goldwater, that in 3 or 4 years, there'd be 500,000 people in South Vietnam fighting a losing war. And I did vote for Goldwater, and sure enough, that's what happened. And so this is the same thing here. There were dire predictions. I was so pissed at Neil Bortz, that hypocrite, that son of a gun hypocrite. He told everybody that the Earth was going to spin off its axis and burn into the sun, if you didn't vote Republican.
No kidding.
He said it's going to be the end of the world. If Charlie Rangel gets in front of this committee, if Waxman gets into this other one, it's going to be the end of the earth as we know it. The United States won't cease to exist. We'll all move to communist Russia for a happier life. So that happened. And then on the next day after the election, Neil Bortz came in and said, you know something? I got in the voting booth.
Nuh-uh.
And I just couldn't vote Republican.
Nuh-uh.
I voted Libertarian. And I'm thinking, you horse's ass. You know, and what got me about this was Neil Bortz, on his show on Tuesday, the election day, he came in and he said, you know, I went down to try and vote 7 o'clock, whatever, before I came in the show, and the line was too long, so I'm going to vote this afternoon. But by God, everybody, you know, it's going to be the end of the world if you don't vote Republican, yada, yada, yada. And then, four hours later, he walks into the voting booth, and votes.
Well, at least he had a strike of conscience.
I will say that for him. But I wrote
when
him a letter.
I said,
hey there, Mr. Day Late and Dollar Short. You could have at least thought this out ahead of time, it seems to me. So here's the deal. The Democratic thugs won. And it ain't the end of the world. Surprise, surprise. It didn't. The earth is still 24 hours a day.
Well, I like the idea that it'll be a little bit of gridlock up there.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you think Barr's going to get little baby George a stack of veto stamps for Christmas?
I wish. I don't think the guy has the cojones.
Oh, really?
To do a veto. No.
No, cojones.
Huh?
No cojones.
No cojones. No, I don't think George has the cojones to do the... To do the veto stamp thing.
Uh-huh.
No, as you know, the fact that anybody won or didn't win or whatever is of zero consequence. Mm-hmm. Why? Everybody now, as of, what was it, the election day was the 7th? Was it the 7th? As starting the 8th, everybody is running for president for 2008.
Hmm.
So,
are you running?
Yes, of course.
Who is
of course? Do you know anybody that isn't running?
I'm a write-in vote, but
well, no, I'm a yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not officially on the ballot,
right?
But
officially,
no. I'm gonna,
by some chance, Jimmy's not on your ballot.
What we're gonna do is we will have to set up another donation button,
right, for the campaign
because I want to put up a billboard out here.
Right.
Now I can get a really sweet billboard for about $1,000 a month.
Really?
Sweet. And you can bet we've put a message up on that thing.
I would imagine
it might be I would guess fire, you know, cue the guns.
Well, what about
I would imagine that the paintball people would be out there in short order.
Paintball people. What we ought to do is put up a big paintball target.
No, yeah, that's exactly
that's right.
Right.
That's right.
Invite people to shoot the billboard.
Right, that's right. Right. We put a picture of Jimmy up there.
Right.
Shoot Jimmy. If you love Jimmy, shoot here.
That's right.
Something like that.
That's a great idea.
Well, speaking of honk, I mean,
a paintball machine gun?
I believe we have a Jimmy Doan special autographed. I've always wondered when you pass by these places, honk if you love Jesus or something like that. It seems to me that in this day and age, it would be little enough to ask that when somebody honks their horn, that there be some acknowledgement from the billboard. I mean, I would at the very minimum have maybe a catapult or something that would,
right,
you know, heave some mud over this. No, I mean, if something.
Well, you could have it where it just have a little, some kind of an audio trigger, and you know, lights flash and
off. What I would love to do is if we have the
proper resources.
The proper resources. This is so easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Honk if you love Jimmy,
mm-hmm,
and then we have this giant tongue that comes out, sticks the tongue out. <It's some mud. laughs> I mean, this is it. This is on the billboard. When the horn sounds, it goes like that, and it's perfect.
It would make national news.
You think?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, we're done.
What about Rumsfeld's out?
Rummy. This, of course, the big deal was, and I'm glad you brought that up. In a way, I don't care. No,
in a way, because
I can diss it right now. No, of course, the dishonesty of this whole thing is anybody would told you should have been fired 6 months ago if you were going to do it. I mean, here's the, it's like the Neil Bortz thing. George Bush knew he was going to let him go come hell or high water the day after the election and didn't tell anybody.
Yeah,
said
must have.
Monday night, said he's staying the course.
Right.
He's going to stay here forever.
Right.
And he knew at that point, no matter what happened in the election, that he was going to basically fire him on Tuesday afternoon.
Well, no, if the Republicans had won in a landslide, they might have claimed we're on the right course.
I think 1,000
points of light.
Okay. Everybody knew that. If they had won, it would have been the eke out of the century and only on the Senate. Everybody knew that going in. They were not going to keep the House. No chance, no prayer, no way, Jose. And they might have gotten a 51-49 on the Senate. But as it was, it broke totally the other way. It was a landslide for all intents and purposes. Although statistically, historically, people are saying, well, it wasn't that much of a landslide. You know, historically, it's 29 this, 30 loss.
Yeah, I was just about to say, Jimmy, are you saying this is a mandate?
They think it is, but of course, and one of the worst thing that's going to happen, the first thing that they're going to do, and we're going to talk about this on the next show, not this show, but the minimum wage. I want to talk about the minimum wage, but we're going to have to do that. Wait for the next show. We're running into light notes time.
Yep.
I'm going to let the engineer take it.
I got my light notes music now.
Wait, we got maybe another comment.
What do you have a comment from Adam? Talk up.
This Jimmy Jones show has been brought to you by the Wii. Play with others, don't play with yourself.
All right. This is from a 12-year-old.
There we go. We're rocking now.
That's it. Cool. I love it.
So let's see what we got for lightning down here.
Saddam's gonna hang.
That's kind of light.
Yeah.
At least he's floating in the air.
He's light on his feet.
Let's see. Well, I had a couple things here. Do you see Intel's going to finally roll out their quad core processor?
In fact, I thought they already rolled it out. It's my understanding that the expensive Macintosh laptop, mm-hmm. the Pro PowerBook or whatever, is going to use that chip.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
Interesting. Well, it'd be interesting to see what it actually does. They're claiming that it's going to deliver 40% better performance while consuming as much as 40% fewer watts than previous models.
And this is Moore's Law and Age of Spiritual Machines, mm-hmm. all, you know, so, yeah.
Well, it's interesting because I've got a dual-core processor at work.
And do you?
Yeah.
And how do you like it?
Well, it works great with a lot of RAM.
Everything works great with a lot of RAM.
Well,
I mean, for you technical people,
yeah.
RAM, fortunately, it's gotten cheap.
No, RAM is really cheap.
RAM is like Gift City.
Yeah, at Newegg.com or TigerDirect.com, you get yourself some RAM. I had a half a gig in that thing, and then it was just dying. And then I put a gig in there, and it's doing a lot better. But I really want to bump it to 2 gigs and see what happens. But because it really should be a pretty screaming machine. Because I'm telling you, in my machine at home is a single core processor, probably a little bit faster. And I've got the gig of RAM in that, and it's about the same speed, it seems to me. But the dual core is supposed to handle multiple applications better. You know, when you're running multiple.
Well, somebody said, as far as the gamers are concerned, believe it or not, that the 3.6 gigahertz, you know,
single core,
50 watt single core is the best thing for gamers.
Right, right, right.
But if you're going to run, as you say, multiple applications,
right.
Who knows? You know,
yeah,
I look at this stuff and I'm thinking, you know, you do way more intensive stuff than I do. I mean, mostly what I do is download porn. So, I mean, the simple fact is that it doesn't matter. It's mostly the server thing. So,
right, right.
So, I mean, I don't care.
Right, right.
You know, so that's,
Jimmy pays astronomical fees for his upload and download.
Oh,
right.
It's
mostly download.
That's right. Mostly download. That's
did you
right.
see that NASA?
Get down with it.
Get down. Did you see NASA approve to repair the Hubble?
Yes.
They flipped the decision from O'Keefe or whatever?
Well, that was another political decision, as mm-hmm. they say.
Things like, it's like useless relative, well, not quite, but almost relative to the stuff they can build now, even on the ground.
Right. Well, that's right. Especially with that new, what is that? They use that interferometer. They have that computer thing where you can actually, that's mind-boggling to me.
Cancels out the atmosphere.
Yeah, filters out the atmosphere variations almost. It's unbelievable. The differences are phenomenal. It's like a 40 times increase in, but still they can send up like a 4-inch mirror now in outer space, which is nothing, and get 10 times the resolution that you can imagine off of. Anyway, I'm sure that this repair of the Hubble thing was a political decision. It's going to cost them like $1 billion or something to do it, right?
Probably. I mean, you can bet it's going to improve the Hubble dramatically. I mean, it's a, you know,
well, it's, the whole idea was they were going to have this dry spell of about 2 years, I think, between, they projected to put something up in 2012 or something.
Right, right.
And so they were going to have a dry spell of about 3 or 4 years. So yeah. Now we're not. So anyway, good deal.
Well, we actually we sat with John McBride, the shuttle astronaut.
That's right. We did.
Yep.
And he's a sport.
Yeah, he's a total sport. He won this watch and then gave it back to the right then gave it back and then the watch went up for like what 15? No, it was like
$5,000.
Right.
It twice. Twice it went for $5,000.
Yep.
We were down there. We were down there at the astronaut scholarship at the Cape thing. You and I. And I thought he was the hero of our table, John McBride, and his sporty, nice looking guy, gorgeous wife, great times. And he was telling us about some of his experience. But here's the guy that actually, you know, landed the damn thing,
he's shuttle commander.
And then he wins this watch. And I thought Lynn there got a little funny. The watch was a Patek Philippe or something like that, worth about $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And the bidding went to $2,000 right away. And she says, well, wait a minute. You need to bid more money. This watch is worth $1,500. And then she realizes what she said. Whoops. Bidding's already at $2,000,
babe.
I've got a newsflash for you. I don't care what retail is. It's worth $2,000 here. Anyway, it went for $5,000. And then he gave it back. And it went for another $5,000. So they got two scholarships out of it.
Yeah, that was great.
That was fabulous.
Really
but it was good to see. And they were all, one of the things that surprised me about those guys is that all the astronauts and the people support, they were good. I mean, they had not let themselves go to pot.
No.
They were in good shape.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. And they were good. Good spokespeople for the scholarship.
Absolutely.
Now,
astronautscholarshipfoundation.org.
When are we going down there to the...
The Big Cape thing is next, like June 8th, I think.
Okay.
It's at the Cape. That's the big autograph show.
Okay. Well,
that'll be like a 4-day event. And they're launching a shuttle on the last day.
Really?
Yeah, so you get to see
that. I was thinking about that today. I said, of all the things that they ought to do, if you didn't do any, he's launched something. I don't care if it's a bottle rocket, for God's sakes. It seems like that would be part of the deal, would you put up something?
They put something up a couple days ago. Was it yesterday? I saw something going up. Yeah, it was.
I don't know. I've been, did you see that thing that, where the guy accidentally shot himself in the groin?
In the cojones.
Yeah.
He's trying to kidnap somebody?
Yeah, it was a botched kidnapping, ends with one of the assailants.
Well, Hanger Dogs told us this was an awfully, it was a short and sweet way to get a vasectomy, but they didn't think it was the best way to do it.
let's see here. He cringed, a botched kidnapping ended one of the assailants shooting himself in the groin, Wichita police said. The man had just stuck the gun back into his waistband when it fired, shooting himself in the left testicle. Ooh! He cringed, and it caused the gun to fire again and strike him in the left calf. When the shooting ended, the 23-year-old managed to walk himself to the hospital for treatment. Boy, I wouldn't be able to do that. He and his two accomplices, ages 18 to 20, were arrested for aggravated attempting kidnapping and conspiracy to obstruct justice. There's that obstruct justice thing. The men were attempting to kidnap a teen and dispute over stereo speakers. And these were some quotes from the Hanger Dogs.
Well, you ought to let them do that,
I told them blatantly I was going to rip them off.
Okay, rip them off. Okay, sorry, guys. You're dead,
Hey, give him a little plug here. Certainly gives new meaning to the phrase, I'd give my left nut for those stereo speakers. I thought that was classic. and then here's one from, I think it's K-Man. I'll bet he doesn't have the cojones to do that again.
He has the cojones.
He has the singular
to do it one more time.
He got a hole in one. Woo!
Yeah.
Let's see. Score one for the uniballer.
Oh my God.
Yep, that was good. Let's see. Did you see this T-shirt? This is kind of cool. This little science update. T-shirt turns air guitar into music.
What?
Yeah, scientists announced Monday that they have developed a high-tech T-shirt that turns the strumming of an air guitar into music. So you can wear this T-shirt. It's got motion sensors built into its elbows.
That's bullshit. What? I don't believe this.
Yeah, it'll work perfectly. Anyway.
Hey, no fool.
Well,
Okay.
Could be something.
Could happen.
Wearable. It's basically designed for left and right-handed rockers.
A T-shirt, right? Okay, I've got a left-handed T-shirt on, and
well, because of the fact that you got to pick.
If you turn it inside out, it's left-handed.
Look, you're ruining my light.
I'm sorry.
You're darkening my light note.
It's the power of the force. The power of the dark side.
I slay your T-shirt with the dark side. But anyway, it's a. Shipped is a collaboration between Cisro researchers in computing, chemistry, electronics, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Did you see that silicon breast implants are now not banned anymore?
I thought that was a long time ago. Wonder what's the dateline on that? What's the date on it? I thought that they stopped that a year ago or something.
November 18th, government ended a 14-year virtual ban. Virtual ban? I wonder how that works out.
I have a virtual breast implant. See?
See? If you put these glasses on, look
at
this.
That's right.
It looks perfect. But apparently that's the deal is that there's still some concerns because they're claiming that that it's not as safe as the saline or the
Yada, yada, yada.
But, you know,
attorney, right?
Attorney, global
warming. Okay, good.
And again, people who make it, you know, Allergen Incorporated shares rose $1.76 to 1.6% trading. That was almost ever its average volume. People are making some money on it. Okay. KFC to switch to non-trans fat frying oil.
Now, didn't we talk about the banning of trans fats in New York?
In New York, right.
Okay. And KFC has bowed to pressure and said they're going to switch to what?
I don't know, something.
Something, okay, good. Something that has oil in it.
Right.
Let me tell you, though. I mean, I don't care who you are. If they already had a substitute for trans fat oil, don't you suppose they would have used it? I mean, what I want to know is, here's the thing. You remember the movie Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a big truck. Mm-hmm. He was like in Detroit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to scam off cigarettes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the new thing's going to be scamming off big trucks of trans fat.
Trans fat. In fact, there was a funny cartoon that got sent to you from the Hanger Dogs. His Life Imitates Jimmy. And the guy's got, like, he's in a alley, and he goes, "I want to buy some trans fats."
Oh, he has his overcoat open with the showing like,
French fries.
Like, right, French fries. Yeah, I got some French fries and trans fat here. Okay.
I mean, that's going to be pretty amazing if they actually do that. But.
Can you imagine being arrested for that, though? I mean, here you are
serving time
for the trans fat pusher.
You're
probably going to hook on those fries first.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to go after the at least the one nice thing about that is it'll lighten up the load on the cocaine dealers. Because what you do is you call in, you dial 911 and you call in a trans fat alert.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them that the Kentucky Fried Chicken and not the Subway, but whoever else, Whataburger and everybody else on east side of town is serving trans fats. And while they're over there, blue lights and badges, you do your cocaine.
Well, this brings us right to the article where you found the loose bullet. The bullet in Britain.
Oh, I had the solution for that.
This was a
typical. I've got it right here someplace. Let's just see. Hold on. Do not run off. Do not turn off your radio yet.
Do not touch that dial.
Do not touch that dial. That's right. Do not touch that mouse. Okay, I've lost it. This sucks. No. Anyway, the deal is, here's the deal. In some little dorpy town in
England,
UK, somebody found a live
22 short.
22 short, not mm-hmm, a long.
Right.
A 22 short in the doorway
of a
shop.
On a public street.
And the entire town, they practically closed it down. I mean, everybody panicked. No. The police showed up, sirens, you know, hazmat suits,
right,
the whole deal to cart off.
It was like Caddyshack with Bill Murray trying to pick up the doo-doo in the bottom
exactly.
of the pool.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. They interviewed the police chief. And police chief said, "We consider this to be the same as firearms
and gunfire.
This lethal, anything that goes bang."
Oh, yeah. In the state of Florida, a bullet is considered a firearm.
You're kidding.
No, and so is a clip. If you
an empty clip,
just the empty clip from a gun, that's a firearm.
Okay, now let me tell you something. I want everybody here that's listening to Jimmy Don't Show to remember the following word: lockdown. this country is going to lockdown. I mean, seriously, we are going into lockdown. If a clip is a lethal weapon,
it's a firearm. It's more than a lethal weapon.
It's a firearm. This is unbelievable.
Under the definition of, let's say, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
We got a note. Wait, somebody, we got another caller in here. Pangea7792, for God's sakes. Yeah, I'm just whoever they got to say.
All right. Yeah. What did they say?
Cano Reeves will need an air guitar t-shirt for a new Bill and Ted movie.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Yeah. That'll work out.
Excellent.
Hey.
That's right.
Excellent. That's right. So that's the problem. That's Wayne's World. But anyway.
It's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah. No,
they did that in there, didn't they?
No, they did tons of air guitar, yeah.
I can say, well, they did that.
They actually had a real band, though, to the Wild Stallions.
But didn't they? That was, well, you're right. Wayne's mm-hmm. World. Yes, that's right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, this is your story.
No, that's right. We're coming here to the last 5 minutes. I'm losing. Jimmy's losing it. So my point was this. This was a great opportunity to make a ton of money. What you do is you take a handful, it's got to be just a little handful of 22 shorts.
Right.
You go down to the town square and you
wing them.
You wing them mm-hmm. all over the place and you holler, help, help, help.
Right.
22 shorts on
raining.
Me.
Bullets
raining from the sky and everything. And I'll tell you, as you see all of the Keystone local UK cops out there with their butts on all fours, their butts up in the air, and what they're doing is, exactly. And they're picking up these bullets. The entire police force is down there. You are on the other side of town, calmly walking into the bank, emptying it. I mean, this would be, there's no way you could ever get caught.
Right.
I mean, this is, can you imagine the diversion is a handful of 22 shorts?
There was some question as to whether the Minky was looking
at that's right. Thank you, Pink Panther. That's right.
Wild Turkey gets revenge on family since we're coming up on Thanksgiving.
Now this is the drink Wild Turkey?
No.
Wild Turkey got revenge on me several times. You wake up the next morning and go, that Wild Turkey was something else.
Vengeful.
That's right.
Yeah. Now this is in New Jersey. A turkey day came early for one New Jersey family when one of the wild birds crashed through a house window and made a big mess. But apparently they're about 20 wild turkeys were feasting on crab apples in your yard, which they say is not an unusual sight. But one of the birds
cue
saw...
Cue the 50 cal.
Right. One of the birds saw Bubbles, their terrier, and leapt up and crashed through a second-story window. And it was very exciting, Lisa Lane told the Asbury Park Press.
Did the bird die?
No, actually what happened was that after Lane called for help, state police, animal control expert... And a turkey hunting neighbor sporting camouflage and
conveniently dressed in camo. What does this guy do for a life? I mean, can you imagine? Oh, I just happen to be wearing my camo. I'm watching the game and I'm in camo.
You said that turkey was where? I wonder if he blends into the house or just the foliage.
What is the camo in New Jersey?
Right. Yeah.
He looked like some kind
it's
of
tall siding. Yeah. Right.
It's suburb camo. Suburb camo.
Vinyl siding camo.
Right. And a little car mixed into.
Fender. Right. So you can blend right in there. So anyway, no, the bird basically relieved himself all over the girl's room. Well, it was probably excited. And then it got away. It flew out when gone.
What's next?
A clever bonobo tries to triggers the fire alarm again. Remember
who?
Remember that ape that pulled the fire alarm? He thought it was pretty cool. There was some ape, and he figured out somebody saw somebody pull a firearm during some kind of a test.
Right.
And then the 20-year-old monkey decided that this was pretty cool. So this is the second time in 2 months that the monkey has pulled the fire alarm. thinks it's pretty cool,
This minky is running loose?
The minky. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you got this thing going off.
It reminds me. Let me just as a digression here for the last thing. Do you remember the thing on the Discovery Channel about the octopuses? They couldn't understand why the crabs were dying in this one
thing.
And it turned out that they, turned a
special... The infrared lights
at night with the motions. And it turned out the damn octopus was climbing out of its tank. Across the floor and back into the crab thing, eating a crab and then going back. And I'm thinking, this fire alarm thing, if you wouldn't want to get an octopus clue to us that. If it wasn't a monkey, it'd be a damn octopus probably there pulling the thing.
Well, they said that they told the ape.
Told the ape.
Yeah,
okay,
they
good.
Told the ape. Not
this is some
to
kind of sign language or what?
Yeah, there was something about this. I can't see it.
Told
right
him
now.
With a club.
Yeah, that's right.
I told him like 20 times.
That's right.
Bad Bobo.
That's right.
You can do that again.
That's right. We'll get you.
Did you see that? That camel milk might be good for you. Or camel milk ice cream.
Have I ever talked about my cheetah cheese book?
I don't think we've talked about it in a
this
long
time. This is one of the things that I want to do. But I figured, as you know, on the internet especially, you only have to do one thing and make $1 billion. You know, the guy did the sold the pixels for $1.
Right.
He made $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And what's her name, you know, from Rocket Boom?
Right.
Amanda Congdon?
Mm-hmm.
She'd been hired by ABC.
Really?
Yeah. And she, I mean, big contract and everything. She left Rocket Boom. And, you know, that was one of those things that it showed up on CSI New York or Miami.
One time.
And the next thing you know, their hits went from, you know, from 10,000 a year mm-hmm. to 10,000 an hour suddenly mm-hmm. for Rocket Boom. So, you know, that she was famous. So what I want to do is write this book. And because a friend of mine wrote a book on how they do it. He's a zoologist, and, mm-hmm. and he made good money because it was like how clams do it. So I was going to write a book on how to make cheese, and I was going to have walrus cheese, mm-hmm. Giraffe cheese, elephant cheese, you know, and how do you milk an elephant? How do you milk a walrus, for God's sakes, to get
right?
You know, and so here's the camel. Well, they're easy to milk, I guess, assuming you can tell the difference, right? I mean, if you go milk a bull, you're going to be in trouble, I would guess. It's the right color and everything, but...
Oh, God, man.
I'm not sure about
that. You certainly wouldn't want to make ice cream out of
no!
it.
We're about done. Are we gonna get, you got anything else with us?
Let's see.
We only got about a minute left.
Yeah. We were going at 2 minutes left.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm way 100% off.
Way off, man.
Yeah, I'm way off.
Way off. I just got to like 5. I have no idea where the heck we put our
outro music in here. Our intro music out here.
Yeah, it's something around here.
Something, I don't know.
Let's see.
I want to thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. And don't forget to visit the website. Don't forget donation.
To make a
donation. You can always send us email. You can click on the thing and send it. Look, I got a blog up there. I occasionally do it. JimmyDone.com. Mm-hmm. Don't forget the Hanger Dogs.
HANGARDOGS.com.
And Stephen Molyneux at freedomain.com is our other one. LouRockwell.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also do that. Anyway,
yeah,
all
good.
That stuff listed. And leave me a phone message, and we'll see you, if not before, in another week.
And don't forget to buy your Wii.
Yeah, that's right. The Wii.
The bastards over here are not going to open up till 11 o'clock in the morning. It's not even midnight.
Are you serious?
No, I'm serious. They're missing out on a good deal. They don't know, of course, they don't know if they're going to get them.
That's a bunch of wee-wee, man.
Thank you, Counselor Curtis. Very good. Are we out on that? We're out on the wee-wee. Okay, yeah, that's right. Thank
we'll
you all
catch you
again.
Next time.
See you next week. If not before.
Thank you for listening to The Jimmy Doane Show. Be sure to mention The Jimmy Doane Show at your next local libertarian meeting. Spread the word by making CDs for your friends of The Jimmy Doane Show. When political rhetoric escapes you and logic ties you up and rapes you, just say, "Gimme Jimmy."